BEA Systems, Inc. presented a general session at Java 1 they called Lies, Damn Lies, and Java. In part 3 of this podcast, BEA's Bill Roth and Patrick Linsky present tools for blended development. They conclude with advice to the Java technology community. This is podtech.net.
So, Patrick earlier had a slide and talked about the three dimensions that we view blended on. Blended, for us, goes across three dimensions. First is blended frameworks. You've heard us talk about Spring, Struts, there's Beehive, there are these blended open source frameworks that we support. The second is the open source platforms. These are things like Tomcat, like some of the other runtime environments, but also some of the commercial environments. Then blended tooling. It's the tooling that brings, is the center point of blended, because it's the tooling that allows you to build flexible apps using frameworks and deploy them to blended environments. And that's what we've done with BEA Workshop, and that's a fundamental part of where we're taking the technology forward. The final meme, if you will, to use Patrick's word, that's out there, is that Java is the next COBOL. It's passé. It's so 20th century. And that these new languages, like PHP, Ruby, Groovy, are sort of going to supplant Java. Well, we heard yesterday in the keynote, there's more Java developers now than there ever have been. There's more innovation in Java, and more innovative uses in Java, more deployments of Java than ever before. So that, I think, to this crowd is a fairly easy notion to dispel. However, I overstated it earlier when I said that sort of all these misconceptions were wrong. There's a grain of truth in the thought that there may be room for other languages. These languages may do things that are unique. They may provide some value. And I think we've heard that. We heard Graham Hamilton yesterday talk about BASIC for Java, some flavor of that. We saw there was a PHP graphic on Thomas Kurian's slide. Well, we think, and as we've talked to people in the industry, that there really is a place for allowing you to do the right language for the right job. So some of these languages do things very well. For example, PHP, you want to put together a simple interactive web page? That's a perfect application for that language. But you know, as we've talked to various people in the industry, it's pretty clear to us that we are looking at a multi-language future. In fact, Forrester Research had one of the analysts did a presentation about a week ago. One of the quotes was, distrust any proposal that advocates one architecture, one approach, one technology, one tool, or even one language. Focus on using the right language for the right job. There's some market data that came out that actually supported this. Did you know that Java developers use more languages, on average, to develop their applications than Microsoft developers do? So this is just as blending is rather natural the way we work today, so is this notion of a multi-language future natural to the things that we're already doing. So now what I'd like to do is, we've talked about a number of topics, blended application development, EJB3, and multi-language support. Rather than just put up slides, I'd like to show you. So what I'd like to do is call up my esteemed colleague, Greg Stachnik, who's Senior Product Manager for BEA Workshop. Greg, come on up. So we've been talking about developing with blended frameworks. And one of the common issues with blended frameworks is they often have these configuration files that have dependencies on other files and artifacts. So in effect, you have a number of artifacts in your development environment that have dependencies between each other, and those are often hard to manage. So let's take a look at BEA Workshop and how it helps to solve this particular problem in building blended applications. Greg, what are we? Give us a little tour of what we're looking at.
Okay, so this is BEA Workshop. It's IDE built around kind of open framework, open blended application development, and also deploying across multiple platforms. So this sample application that we're looking at really right now is a J2EE application. It's actually quite complex. It has using a variety of open frameworks like JSP, JSTL, Struts. It could be using JSF.
But it's a fairly typical application, a web application, right?
It is, it is. Okay. And dependencies like the Java classes, all the dependencies, configuration files are strewn across multiple folders and directories.
So how can we manage this? And how can BEA Workshop help us with this veritable panoply of complexity?
BEA Workshop has a built-in feature called App X-Ray, and App X-Ray really is what allows us to make that connection to the different dependencies. App X-Ray analyzes projects looking at artifacts, so it'll analyze the JSPs, all the configuration files, all the objects, and then tries to understand what the relationships are. So as you're coding, you're getting a lot of assistance. It's telling you kind of what dependencies exist in your application and where you may be breaking pieces of the code.
So show us how it's done, and show us how Workshop maps out those dependencies.
So for a specific page we're seeing here within this application, I'm getting a lot of assistance. So as I'm coding, for example, different tags, or I'm referring to different actions, as I'm looking at things that are coming from resource bundles, the App X-Ray is giving us that connection between those different dependencies. Also at a higher level, we're able to take this App X-Ray information and kind of step back and see how these artifacts kind of fit into the overall project. And so we can do that here. App X-Ray is showing me that based kind of around that starting page, it actually fits into a much bigger piece of my project. And I'm able to use this to drill down through dependency relationships, zoom into specific dependencies, and ultimately as I'm making changes, if I make a mistake, it's going to display those errors either in a high level or in the source code.
Now, if, for example, one of the dependencies is violated, that shows up on here as well, is that correct?
That's correct. So if I was to go in and maybe make a change to a link, change one of my variables, maybe change some of my TLDs, I'll be alerted right away, even before I've had to run a build.
Excellent. And so it's important that you realize that this is actually not demoware, but product that is out and shipping today. Now, one of the big themes of the show, one of the big news items, was the arrival of EJB3. And we have EJB3 support in BEA Workshop. So, and because we have no less a light than Patrick Linsky on stage, why don't you show us a little bit of the EJB3 functionality that's in BEA Workshop and how it could sort of deals with Kodo.
So I have here a series of databases that I've connected to. One of them has a schema with various tables. I can use this explorer to look at the different tables, the foreign keys, the primary keys, and then ultimately I can use this to kind of understand what the ER diagram is. And I can see with this database, it is kind of complex. I have join tables, many-to-many relationships, one-to-one relationships in this schema.
Now, how do I take the view of the schema in App X-Ray? How do I take this and then map that back into EJBs?
So with the App X-Ray, we can take this schema and reverse engineer the database to generate all of our Kodo mappings. So I can take, for example, here, the schema that we're looking at, and start to create all of those entities. As we're kind of working through this, the tool will ask you kind of what entity relationships do we want to work with? So, you know, if you want to set new many-to-many relationships, new one-to-one relationships, we can configure that here. And then as I work through this, we'll generate all of the objects, all the entities, all the annotations, and then App X-Ray will help us with the validation and tracking of the relationships.
Excellent. So maybe take us through the EJB configuration and how the entities editor shows things.
So I started off just by taking a sample schema, reverse engineering it. I could have easily just gone from the opposite direction, starting with a series of objects and working my way down, generating all the objects, generating all the annotations. What we're seeing here now is a simple way to manage all of our entities in one location. So this entities editor is displaying all of the entities, showing me all the relationships, but then also giving me a very easy way to modify and change the settings. And because App X-Ray is looking at the relationships, it gives me the appropriate pieces so that I can not make a mistake.
Excellent. In fact, actually, I can go one step further, actually, and take a look at the code, which is what you've just showed.
Right. So I'm also able to easily zoom into the Java code and start to work on, you know, in this case, the representation of this fin code table.
Excellent. So what you've just seen is how BEA Workshop has support for EJB3, how it easily allows reverse engineering of databases and the generation of EJB3 code that works with BEA Kodo. The final thing that we'd like to show is actually something that is a project that we're working on and represents a glimpse into the future. And this is what we're going to show is a project that's that we're working on in the BEA workshop group, where we actually have PHP running on top of WebLogic Server. Now, why is this interesting? I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't explain why this was important. Now, PHP is interesting, and there are other IDEs that actually produce PHP code. But wouldn't it be interesting to have PHP applications that had man-wan session replication, that could do all of the things I talked about earlier, including atomic configuration, including the graceful migration as you upgrade applications, high-level clustering, high transactionability. So this actually, we think, takes the best of these dynamic languages and places them on the best of the execution environments. So just to give you an idea where we are with this project, let's take a look. Why don't you show us a simple page? So tell us a little bit more about what we're seeing, Greg.
This is just your typical kind of Hello World example of a PHP page running on WebLogic Server. As I'm making modifications, whether it's at the source code level, things are updated at the server, and we see here in the browser that it gets updated in real time.
So what we've got is a simple PHP file inside BEA Workshop, an Eclipse IDE. And as we update the page, it's automatically regenerated from the server. Now, do we have something a little more complex, maybe a form?
Yeah, we have a form here as well. And as I provide interactions, it will update and allow me to run this code on WebLogic.
So now you've seen an interactive page. Can we see something perhaps a little bit more complex that maybe shows off some of the IDE features, for example?
Sure. So we have a widget as well. It's kind of a calendar. And so as I'm kind of working through the source code, we're also getting some assistance. We're building off of some of the hyperlink and navigation features, some of the code completion that we have. So if I'm working in the page, I can get control space completion.
So here, what you've seen is a project that we're working on that shows how you can take dynamic languages, run them on a great execution environment like WebLogic Server, and from the benefits of Eclipse and BEA Workshop, really get the best of the IDE features. So thanks a lot for the demos. You did a great job, Greg.
Thank
thanks very much.
Thank you.
So what I'd like to do before I turn it over to Patrick is to tell you that what we've showed you is how we're taking all of the things that we talked about and making them real. Others are talking about it. We've actually got it running and actually got it available. So to set the context for us and to really kind of wrap up what we've talked about, I'll turn it over to Patrick.
Thank you. So yeah, we've seen a bunch of cool things today. We just saw Bill demonstrating how we can actually take PHP code and run that inside the server, be able to see, take full advantage of a server environment to handle all sorts of interesting abilities that we can support, like manageability, scalability, all these different things. We see that this is where things are going. This is a multi-language environment that we're in. We're going to see more and more variety in language and choice out there that people have. We're delivering today on a lot of what we need to have out there, want to have out there, and deliver to our clients to maintain our market-leading position in the Java EE space. We're delivering an EGB3 tech preview. It's available yesterday, so you can download that now. We're delivering OpenJPA to the open source community. Kodo 4, available yesterday as well, general availability. All these things are available for you to play with now. We're delivering this in a blended environment where we're taking the best things we can find and delivering them in a way that takes best of breed solutions across the board and delivers a top-notch product. With that, I really wanted to sum up with some things that you guys should be doing. That's kind of what we've been up to, but what you guys should be doing moving forward is you should get involved in an open source community. You should commit code to an open source project somewhere. Ideally, it should be one of the ones that we like and use, but it should be really, in reality, wherever you're involved, there's a lot of momentum in open source, there's a lot of power from open source, there's a lot of benefit there, both for you and for the community as a whole, so get involved in it. Learn a new language. Knowing one language isn't enough. You need to be able to understand the other paradigms, other concepts that are out there. Possibly things you won't use in Java in your day job, but also possibly things that you, techniques that are easier in a different language, but are still powerful in Java. Possibly things that'll be coming to Java in the future. Techniques like what we have in Rails with some of the really simple configuration capabilities and stuff like that. That's built on top of interesting language features. You know, learn about them and embrace them. And finally, join a BEA community. This is where you can stay up to date with a lot of what we're doing. Like our dev-to-dev website, for example, has URLs for all the different stuff we talked about today, where you can get it and download it and run around with it and play with it and get involved there, get involved in the discussion, and tell us where you think that what's important to you.
And with that, thank you for your time. Thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.